Aircheckdownloads.com.
A memory module, old tunes from the past that might have joggled your memory buds, hopefully. Ooh, more films. And this afternoon, this evening at 7 o'clock, it's Warlords of Atlantis. A feature film starring Doug McClure, Peter Gilmore, Fid Sharif, and Daniel Massey. And here's the story. A giant octopus seizes the crew of the Texas Rose and its diving bell, with scientist Charles Aitken and his friend inside. The party find themselves prisoners in the lost city of Atlantis and are attacked by things that go... It's a fantastic subterranean land ruled by super-intelligent Atraxon and plagued by monsters and things that make you go... Sounds boring. 20 minutes after 12, that's yet another film, and there's one more to go. Details of that a little later on. You know those radios that are very difficult to lift, but they call them portables, that you see in record shops and things, with the two big speakers about a foot apart from each other? They're very good value. They really sound great if you live near the transmitter. And the cassette inside is great because you just press record, and there's microphones inside the machine. You don't have to fiddle around with wires or anything. I took one of those to America last time I was there, and it was Christmas Day, and there I was inside the Mark Hopkins Hotel, One Knob Hill, San Francisco. And in the foyer, the local opera society were doing carols. So I thought, oh, whoopee. I put my little big portable tape machine in front of their feet and pressed go. And this is what happened.
And over there it is present.
Nothing but respect for that group. They've decided to be a pop group. But let's do it good. And they have. Everything they do is great. There's not a naff track on that album, which takes some doing. I think the only really other full albums were the Beatle ones, where every track was a winner. It's 27 after 12. And the last movie of all, Midnight Movie, which, being the BBC, of course, is not on at midnight at all. It's on at 11:35. William Holden and Kay Lenz in a sort of love story with William Holden in it. It's a love story. I've read the précis, and it looks a bit mysterious, so that'll probably end up being the best film of all. Midnight Movie, Breezy, William Holden, Kay Lenz, 11:35. Nothing better to do? Fold yourself in front of the telly at 7:55 tonight. The Royal Opera presents Samson and Delilah by Camille Saint-Saëns, and the sound is in stereo. So put a speaker each side of the telly, turn off the telly sound, and turn up Radio 3. Is it Radio 3? Yes, Radio 3. I did that with the Royal Wedding. Ah, it was phenomenal, because on television, on ITV, they were going, oh, look at that frock, isn't it lovely? It's sort of flouncing with frills, and it's wonderful and fam. And all the music was being drowned out by the guy who was chatting. But on Radio 3, they said, let's let the music speak for itself. And it did, beautifully, in stereo. Try it tonight at 7:55 if you have a stereo set, or get one for Christmas. Stereo, it's truly
terrific.
And now, contest time. This one is contest number 1, 2, 3, 4. Three tunes here. They've all got something in common. What is it?
Well, since you put me down, I've been out doing in my head.
Stars shining bright above you.
Don't you ever. Once, you tell me twice. A treat, I mean,
Elvis there, and a load of other people. Something in common, those three songs. Is it in the title? Is it in the people who are singing the songs, or the songs themselves? That's your problem. Stick it on your postcard. We've got two more to go today, and another one of them is a classic.
Aircheckdownloads.com.